1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 240 people were killed in the crash of an Air India flight today. President Trump a short while ago.
Anything we can do. It's a big country, a strong country, and they'll handle it, I'm sure. But I let them know that anything we can do will be over there immediately.
Trump also said today he is concerned a massive conflict could occur in the Middle East if Iran doesn't negotiate a nuclear deal.
It could get very serious very quickly.
CBS's Jennifer Jacobs reports talks with Iran are scheduled to take place this weekend in Oman. In Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial, the judge today declared a mistrial on a remaining rape charge. His attorney, Arthur Adelia.
After three trials and 20 women, you have one conviction here. One. So maybe everyone was wrong to put Harvey Weinstein's face on the picture of the Me Too posters that went up all over the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The arraignment for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam has been postponed by 2 weeks. Lisa Hale has the details.
According to online court records, 40-year-old Gary Day faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of 17-year-old Sophia Franklin. He was originally scheduled to enter a plea last week. That hearing has now been rescheduled for June 17th. Day is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and in Nebraska, the suspect was also indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions.
And a Wisconsin representative pushes to keep coal-fired power plants open. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs.
And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that over 82,000 residents have added emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicles records. It's a new program that was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a 4-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. We've got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, Sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll have our Courier Newsroom check-in on national stories, plus our Week in Review panel, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and Sports with Mike Clemens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Families arrested in L.A. ICE raids. Turns out there's apparently no detention facilities in Los Angeles for these folks. So they are being confined in basements of office buildings. This is insane. This is from The Guardian today. Manvi Singh writing, as federal agents rushed to arrest immigrants across L.A., they confined detainees, including families with small children, in a stuffy office basement for days without sufficient food and water. The children, the youngest of whom is 3 years old, were provided a bag of chips, a box of animal crackers, and a mini carton of milk as their sole rations for an entire day. Agents told the family they did not have any water to provide during the family's first day of detention. On the second day, all five were given a single bottle of water to share. The one fan in the room was pointed directly towards the guard rather than toward the families in confinement, they told lawyers. No beds, no showers, sleep on the floor. That's pretty grim, but that ain't nothing compared to Gitmo. Trump is now preparing to send 9,000 people to Guantanamo. They're right now running medical vetting on these people to determine if they're healthy enough to survive the trip and be in Guantanamo Bay. This is a concentration camp. I mean, let's be very clear about this. Even during 9/11 times, it was a concentration camp. People did not have access to their lawyers. They did not have the due process that the Constitution requires. I realize in some cases they did, but broadly speaking, a concentration camp is a place. What differentiates a concentration camp from a prison is that concentration camps don't have due process. You can't invoke habeas corpus rights in a concentration camp. You can in a prison. Concentration camps generally exist beyond the law. And that's why I would say that Trump has, you know, is now expanding Gitmo and turning it into a concentration camp for brown-skinned people. And let's be very clear about this. Stephen Miller and Donald Trump's war, I mean, you know, Trump went to speak to the troops, right, at Fort Bragg and had his swag dealers there selling cards that said white privilege cards, right? Issued at birth, expires when you die, right? I mean, it's just obscene. This is what it's all about. It's all about, you know, getting brown people out of this country, terrorizing them, telling them, don't even bother coming here. Oh, we'll take some white people from South Africa, but none of the black people. Thank you very much. And down at Gitmo, I mean, you know, these people are going to be held indefinitely without access to lawyers. Past detainees at Guantanamo Bay faced years of detention, in many cases never seeing a lawyer, never having a trial. Journalists, lawyers, and human rights groups have historically faced major barriers to accessing Gitmo. And because it's outside U.S. jurisdiction, it allows the government to operate in this legal gray zone where there are fewer constitutional considerations. Here are the reasons why people are calling Guantanamo Bay a concentration camp. Number one, mass detention based on identity. Right? It's not that you broke the law. Being in the United States without permission is not a crime. It's a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. And now, you know, we'll see who they send to Gitmo. But and the second thing is that an awful lot of these people, I mean, they're just desperate for the low-hanging fruit. So what they're doing is you've got people who came here through the proper legal channels, people who showed up at the border and said, I want to claim asylum. Here's my story. They were told, great, here's a paper. You have permission to be here in the United States. You have permission to work while you're claim is being processed, and eventually you will either be given permission to stay here permanently, or you're going to have to leave. You know, but a judge is going to determine that. So these people show up for their regular court hearings. That's part of the process of determining whether they can eventually get a green card or even citizenship. And ICE comes in and says, "We're dropping all the charge. You know, we're dropping the whole process. We're just suspending." In other words, they no longer have that claim of asylum. So suddenly they're here without documentation. They no longer have permission to be here, and they get instantly arrested. People who think they're doing the right thing. So anyway, number one, mass detention based on identity. That's a concentration camp. Number two, inhumane conditions. Gitmo, I mean, they're going to have people sleeping outside in tents. In an island where, you know, in the summer, in the Caribbean, during the hurricane season, legal isolation, characteristic of concentration camps, the deliberate use of Guantanamo lets the government evade normal legal protections, and indefinite holding. There's no clear timeline or plan for processing or releasing these people that Trump wants to send down there. This is just wrong. This is not America. Donald Trump is trying to turn our country into Russia. His role model has always been Vladimir Putin, or maybe Adolf Hitler, I don't know. But, you know, according to his first wife, he slept with a book of Hitler's speeches on the bed table next to him. It's the only book he ever read, according to her. Of course, then she fell down some stairs and got buried at Trump's golf course. Tell me there's not anything weird about that? Anyway, you know, when they fall down the stairs in Russia, we know what's going on, right? All right, what's on your mind? Tim in Chico, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about a show I heard on NPR about 20 years ago I think you'll be interested in.
Okay.
They had an expert on voting machines on, and he did a compare and contrast to the Nevada Gaming Commission, and they do require that anyone that wants to have a gaming machine in Nevada has to provide their software, non-disclosure agreement. They go over it and make sure that it is on the up and up as much as a gambling machine can be made, and they therefore have never had a leak of that information getting out of the Nevada Gaming Commission, so I see no reason we couldn't do the same with voting machines.
Oh, we absolutely should. If the reports from Lula Freestad's group are correct, these machines in these swing states and in New York State as well were given a software patch just before the election, and it was called a de minimis patch, which means that they didn't have to disclose what it was or why they were installing it. And now you've got, you know, one county anyway, or one precinct in New York State where Kirsten Gillibrand got thousands and thousands of votes and Kamala Harris got none, which makes absolutely no sense. And in fact, I intend today to reach out to Lula Freestadt and just, you know, see if she's around and see if she wants to come on the show and talk about it. This is bizarre stuff. Tim, thank you. That's a great, great point you made. Thank you so much. Rich in Central Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Well, you're talking about the state's convention on constitutional convention with your guest the other day.
Yeah.
Vicky, Victoria. Anyway, she had great ideas, you know, great things going on. But here we are once again playing defense. Where is our crew? Where is our, you know, constitutional proposal? Because when they throw theirs out, we got to have an alternate so we can say, look, they're trying to do this. We got a better plan right here. Now let's put them side by side and vote on it. Yeah. I know that you believe the Supreme Court's doing this job for them, but I think they're going to want to go forward with it just to enshrine what they're working on.
Oh, they absolutely are. They're dead serious about it. And I would love to see, you know, constitutional amendments that establish health care as a right, education as a right, housing as a right, food as a right, and voting as a right in the United States, and that reverse Citizens United and say that having money in elections is not a right.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is FDR's, second Bill of Rights.
A move towards a parliamentary system would appeal to a lot of fringe groups. And
I'm not sure it would be a terrible thing. I just don't think that it would ever pass, because I don't think most Americans have any idea what a parliamentary system even is.
Yeah, I just think that it would get our version to pass because it would attract, you know, constitutionalists, libertarians, and folks who want a bigger say in the government than they have right now.
Yeah. Well, just making voting a right, I think, you know, moves, and getting big money out of politics moves us in that direction in a big way, in my opinion. Rich, thanks for the call. Spot on.
Where's our panel?
There you go. I get it. I totally get it. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your thoughts. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. Summer,
summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau, every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matinee on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They told us a story, said it was ours to own. A house, a job, a place to call home. Our fathers and mothers worked their hands to the bone. Believed in a promise, never felt so alone. Now it's the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the factories to the fields, we're losing ground. While the ones at the top, they just doubled down. The betrayal of the American dream. They've stolen the future, silenced the scream. Unions busted. Just kept low. Millionaires buying out what they don't even know. They talk about freedom, but it comes at a cost. And the soul of a nation is everything we've lost. This is the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the classrooms to the coastlines, job shipped out while the rich feed the light.
Picking up your calls here, Wayne in Brattleboro, North Carolina? Or is it Brattleboro? Wayne, listening on Sirius XM?
I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm currently in Augusta, Georgia.
In Augusta, Georgia. Okay. Are you a driver?
I'm an over-the-road driver.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
So what's on your mind, Wayne?
Well, you were talking earlier. I had my wife look it up. The guy, it looks like that the deal for people putting butts in seats is real, the fillers. But they're paying them they're paying them in
cryptocurrency.
Trump's coin, cryptocurrency. And my wife looked it up. I had her look it up. And sure enough, the guy that's supplying that's paying the bill, so to speak, is a longtime Trump associate. And so you're being paid in perfectly worthless coin. And what I find amazing about it is that we tried to find, she looked up and we cannot find anybody, not even the Trump store, that accepts it. So you're being paid $1,000 in perfectly worthless merchandise.
Or so-called cryptocurrency. Yeah, I know it's
right,
hysterical,
exactly.
Wayne. And now, by the way, the National Weather Service tells us that there's going to be severe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon and evening in Washington, D.C. So it looks like God's not happy with Trump either.
But you're talking about, you know, what's going on down in Florida and everything. Where they're trying to get the child labor and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back, I'm only 53 years old. So, you know, we're talking back in the late 70s, early 80s. I remember, you know, back then it seemed like, you know, every kid that was over 12 years old, between 10 and 12 years old, if you weren't out mowing lawns, raking leaves and stuff like that, you know, I remember though at the time we were still able to actually go out and work on the farm. If you were on a farm, it didn't matter because
there's always been an ag exemption in every state,
right,
for family farms. I mean, there's always been that.
Was what changed.
Go ahead.
Right, I'm sorry. What changed? What people got to remember? What actually changed? It's the safety issue is what is the biggest was the biggest changer in the public opinion, was because kids were getting hurt on these, you know, working in these different places.
Yep.
But it's always been, you know, 14 to 16, like you said earlier, you know, working, bagging for, you know, for the elderly and carrying groceries out, stuff like that.
Yep.
14 to 16 has always been able to do that for a few years.
Yeah.
But
what DeSantis wants is for these.
I appreciate your time, John.
Thank you, Wayne. What DeSantis wants is for these kids to be able to work more than 8 hours and overnight shifts. I mean, this is crazy stuff. All righty, I got a phone call here from the last four digits are 0418. It says you're calling from Greenfield, Massachusetts. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kip, and
hey,
I'm
Kip.
Calling from West Mass, and I have a comment and a question.
Sure. You're calling from where, I'm sorry?
Western Mass.
Western Massachusetts, okay.
Yes, sir.
So what's up?
I would like to propose a AOC, either Shapiro, Newsom, or Pritzker team for 2028.
I'd vote for it.
But my question is, Trump is on his way to wrecking all the guardrails and just wrecking America. And I don't think our system, political system as it currently exists, provides for a means of, I don't want to use the word eliminate, but removing him from office.
Yeah, stopping or mitigating the damage. I agree. Our political system depends on, is based on the assumption that, generally speaking, people of goodwill who are honoring the law are at the very least going to be president. And instead, we've got a convicted felon in the White House.
I don't think we can wait until 2016.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it, Kip. Kip, thanks for the call. I got to run.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You probably heard the rumor, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. We've seen a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the past week or so. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number of hospital visits for ticks has doubled. And we're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, a lot of these tick bites are concentrated in the North Woods. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park. So far, everything in central and northern Wisconsin looks good so far. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. We've got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to
Your
11.
Support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Excuse me. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You were talking about Rupert Murdoch, and just read a story that there was a secret meeting. J.D. Vance flew to a ranch that Murdoch's owned on the bordering Idaho and Montana, mm-hmm. in these the suburb, you know, two valleys, and it's a big spread with bison, and he flew in there, and, you know, what was he there for? It couldn't be government business, you know.
Well, nobody's really sure. That happened last week, and there are some who are suspecting that that was where they were planning on how they're going to basically take down the Blue Cities, you know, how they're going to use ICE and the military, and they were just, you know, pulling together all their, but nobody knows for sure what was discussed. The waiters all signed non-disclosure agreements. The place was, you know, swept for bugs. It's a place where you spend $2,000-$3,000 a night just to have a room. It's one of the fanciest resorts in the world. It's a big question, Jerry.
Mm. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you about Florida, just a few things right quickly. I'm sure you've heard about DeSantis said basically, which is in the law now, that you can run over protesters. And then this sheriff down here, Grady Judd, had a press conference with DeSantis, and he's holding up pictures about, well, this is a protest, but this isn't a protest, and we'll meet you with force, and you're going to have a tray in the local jail. We're going to get you, you know, basically threatening people, right, if they decided to exercise their rights. And then in closing, you know, you're aware of the rounding up of people here in Florida at the construction sites, et cetera. And I don't want to say where I live, Tom, but I'm in a large retirement community, 5,500 plus homes. And I've been here going on 13 years. And I drove around a week ago looking for some workers to do something that I needed done with landscaping. Mm-hmm. And after 20 minutes, I found one guy with a blower, didn't speak English, found someone else working on an irrigation system. I used to drive around my community every two or three blocks. You would see landscaping guys working, mm-hmm. in our community. And I sent out an email to the landscaping company saying I had a dead palm on my palm tree in the front of my house that needs to be removed, and it looks bad, it's dead. They sent me back an email. It'll be 4 or 5 weeks before somebody comes to do it. Wow. So I got a ladder and did it myself. So that's how bad it is. We used to have hundreds of people here doing the work. We're probably down to a couple of dozen.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. There's a fellow that Louise and I know who has done work on our house. He's originally from Mexico. He actually has a green card. He's here legally now. He's got a family. He owns a house, you know, the whole bit. He has a little construction company. And Louise was talking to him a couple days ago, and he was like, you know, the difference between you and me is that I can leave this country. You got no place to go. And he says, I can go back to Mexico if I really, you know, if it gets really right. bad. You know, and it's like, whoa, that's a little dose of reality. So anyhow, Jerry, thanks for the story and thanks for the report from Florida. Thank you. I got a caller here. The last four digits of your number are 7288. It says you're in Des Moines, Seattle, yeah. Washington.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Your first name.
James Sheehan. James Sheehan, Seattle, Washington.
You said James?
Yes.
Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Well, you had a caller call in regarding, and you mentioned Fox News and indoctrinating the military, and I have a different take on it. I was one of the last Americans drafted. I graduated from high school. There was a draft. The year I graduated, they ended it, or they ended the lottery, and the year after, they ended the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I didn't want to be drafted, I served, and some of the best people that I served with were guys that had been drafted, ended up making a career, and I felt it was kind of a melting pot, where, mm-hmm. you know, social, economic.
This is why drafts are a good thing.
I think the draft is a very good thing. I think it doesn't have to be military. There should be national service, and I think our country would be better off, politically would be better off, and the military would be stronger and safer.
I absolutely agree. You know, Charlie Rangel, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago, the congressman from Harlem, passed away in his 90s, as I recall. Charlie used to come on this program all the time. He was a regular on our show 15 years ago. And he's a good guy. And he fought in World War II in Europe and saw combat. And his point was exactly your point, that you don't want a professional military. Professional military, you get one of two things. You either get the dregs of society, you get poor, desperate poor people who are, have no opportunity and no place to go, and so they end up in the military, which is not ideal. Or you get people who are super gung-ho and they just, military all the way. And that could be a little scary, too. And as you pointed out, James, when you have a draft, you get the actual cross section of society, of the society that is being defended by that military. And when you have a draft, you have a military that is far less likely to participate in coups or overthrows of the government. So
I also want people are out and they've served together. I mean, I served with guys from the South. You know, I grew mm-hmm. up in Seattle. I was, in a suburb of Seattle. I was, had a lot of white privilege without realizing it. And I was exposed to all these different people and personalities, and they were exposed to me.
Yep.
And I just think when we all got out, we were all better off.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should bring back the draft. The one caveat I would add is when I lived in Germany in the 80s, the way that they did it, and I think they've changed it now, but the way that they did it in Germany was everybody, after you graduate from high school, you have to serve for 1 year. And you have a choice. You can either go into the military or you can serve that year working at a nonprofit that is not in your town. So everybody had to basically get out of their comfort zone. And the nonprofit that I worked with in Germany, the Salem International is what it was called, in Steinach, we had, maybe a dozen young men there who were doing their draft service. Because it was a community for abused kids, and also there was a hospital associated with it.
They have a national service, and I don't think everyone should necessarily have to go into the military, but that would be an option.
Yeah.
And if they want to opt out, they could certainly opt out and do some type of national service.
Yep, completely agree. James, thank you. You have a great contribution to the program. Appreciate the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I think two things that people don't understand, and this goes back to Donald Trump saying that I'm going to be the law and order president.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government doesn't have a role in law enforcement because criminal laws, as we've discussed before, 90% of all criminal law is state law.
Or
so
local.
When there's snow, they're burning cars and they're throwing rocks and throwing bottles. The only criminal laws that the federal government may enact, enforce, and defend or prosecute are laws that protect the federal government. So,
or the civil rights of individuals.
Correct. Well, troops were sent to a central high school, right? Because that was defending the Constitution. A Supreme Court order had been rendered, and that's right. But in general, somebody said it's a riot. Well, unless the governor of the state requests that, the federal government can't just step. And I remember in 1967 in the Detroit riot, and I was there. And you were in Michigan, too, at the time, as I believe you. Governor George Romney asked President Lyndon Johnson to send federal troops. And Johnson said, I can't do that unless you're trying to tell me, and you got to convince me that the government of the state of Michigan is being overthrown. And that was far from the case. And it being characterized as the biggest riot in Michigan history is kind of a laugh because it really wasn't very big. My dad took us down there during the daytime.
It's like six or eight blocks. One of the buildings that got burned down in those riots was the building that I lived in when I was a year old in Detroit.
Yeah. It was about a quarter square mile. It was about a half mile by a half. You could walk around the entire perimeter in a half an hour, leisurely.
Yep.
It was mostly on 12th Street.
Yep.
And it broke out on the early wee morning hours of Sunday, July 23rd, 1967. And it had to do with the fact that in those days, the black community would hold their recreational hours late, after hours, after 2 a.m. And the Detroit police got to busting these things as flying pigs, is what they were calling them, just selling alcohol without a license.
Right.
And it just got to be an irritant. And then apparently the way this broke out is it was a party for two guys who had come back from Vietnam. And they busted this party, got everybody out on the street, and the owner of the establishment actually admits to having one to throw the bottle at police cars. But my dad took us down there. It wasn't something that was out of hand. There's no way that any federal troops but the whole idea. And then the other thing that people don't understand is they think that undocumented people are not entitled to constitutional rights or due process. And nothing could be further from the truth. And you look at the Constitution, they think they don't have a right to the Constitution because they're not citizens. The Constitution is written and applies to the federal government. It's a governor on the government.
Right. No, I got it.
If you look at the Fifth Amendment.
Paul, one of the Fifth Amendment. Yeah, I'm sorry, we're hitting the break here.
Yeah.
One little fun fact. There has never been, or at least during the 60s, during the period that you and I are talking about, all those riots that were happening all over the country, the so-called race riots, 100% of them were started by police violence. 100% of them. Every single one of them. And it seems like nobody ever talks about that. They just want to blame it on black people. Paul, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour, Senator Padilla was arrested. He tried to call out Secretary Noem. She's holding a press conference, and she's lying to the camera. He tried to point it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code Tom. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rockfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first time for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. Shopmando.com. Use that code Tom.
Musk in a Twitter war scene. One said I bought the Senate. The other said so. I bought the man who runs your favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with the platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is bombed.
3 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. What I want.
point that I pointed out was that the psychological defense mechanism of projection, such as an example, he can't be president because his birth certificate says he wasn't born in the United States. Now, when we look at the Naturalization Act of 1940, the McCarran Act of 1950, and the McCarran-Walters Act of 1952, it's made clear that the ramifications for evading the draft are a stripping of the citizenship. And without citizenship, you can't hold political office. I wonder, has anybody ever pursued that avenue as far as evading the draft? Bones or whatever.
I had no idea, Roosevelt. I didn't know that they could strip you. I knew draft evasion was something that they could put you in jail for. I knew people who went to jail for it, and people who fled the country back in the 60s. But I didn't realize they could strip your citizenship. So if we could prove that those bone spurs were phony, and I think Craig Unger interviewed him for his book on Trump and Putin. I could be wrong, but, fact check me. But if that doctor could be found, or he's probably passed away now. In fact, he's certainly passed away now. But if there's a record of that, pulling Trump's citizenship, that's interesting. Roosevelt, I got to move along, but thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to do a little digging on that. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, Tom. Listen, I've been writing to our assemblymen in the state because we need the migrant workers here to help do the dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
Because New York State stands economically to great wealth because Chobani wants to put two facilities here for producing yogurt for the country.
Yeah.
And he's going to need all the milk he can. I have written to the assemblymen and spoken to some of them, and they agree. They think that that's very important. And I said, but not just the green card guy. His family has to be with him because Hispanic people are very family-oriented. I have also written to several of my friends, and there is absolutely no response on their part. They don't seem to see that this is so important.
Yeah.
This is where our economy will be. If we lose the migrant worker in New York State, our agricultural economy is dead.
Yeah, and not just New York. It's going to happen all over the country. Augusta, thank you. Thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy...
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, "You're going the wrong way." And Candy and Steve Martin go, "Ha, ha, ha, how do they know where we're headed?" Congress and the administration are saying, "This is what we're going to do for our budget." But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says an Israeli attack on Iran over Tehran's nuclear program is not imminent, but it could happen. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs at the White House.
There had been some question about whether the Trump administration would actually take part and involve the United States in sort of this military action. The sense I'm getting from my sources is that is not the case.
Trump said today he is concerned about a massive conflict if Iran doesn't negotiate a deal. CBS's Chris Livesay on the Indian Air crash.
India's civil aviation says pilots issued a mayday right after takeoff and lost its signal less than a minute into the flight.
More than 240 people were on board. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem held a press conference in Los Angeles today where Senator Alex Padilla tried to confront her.
To the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
Half a dozen criminals that's rotating on the earth.
He was forcibly removed. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.